time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
Oh, the studio audience is excited about this guy. Not me, though.
Why?
Well, because I'm used to
you
now.
I'm excited to be here.
I know you're excited to be here. It's just I'm used to you now because we've been doing this for how long now?
12 years.
Has it been 12 years?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, are you going to want any of those old things? I gotta dump them. We're running out of space on the computer. Do you want any of those?
Nah.
You got them all, right?
I got them all on my website.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to delete them
all
after
the recordings,
this.
All the articles, all the photos.
All right. I'm going to delete it all.
And that's stuwright.com. Really?
Yeah.
I'll call you after a while. Maybe give it some thought.
It's going
to
happen.
I'd have to find a place to put them. Maybe a thumb drive or something?
Possibly.
No, I don't know.
Well, thanks for coming in. We just wasted all of our time talking about your old reviews.
We got a lot of time, don't we?
We do. Hey, here's a 2023 Toyota Crown Platinum all-wheel drive hybrid sedan, heavy metal gray metallic paint, black leather seating for 5, heated front and rear seats, air-conditioned front seats, and 15 cubic foot of cargo space. Weighs a little over 4,000 pounds, has a 112-inch wheelbase, 196 inches long, 21-inch gray, dark gray and silver finished 10-spoke aluminum wheels, and two 25-45R21 Bridgestone Turanza EL450s, all-season steel-belted radials.
Tall tires, aren't they?
Yeah, at first I thought they were 22s, but of course 21, I was only off by an inch. But yeah, that car kind of sits up a little bit, and when I sat in it, it was kind of nice. It wasn't like I was crawling into something.
That's right, like a sedan or another sedan, a Camry, for instance.
It's not extremely tall.
It's about like getting in an Outback, maybe an inch lower than that.
And it almost looks like an SUV styling. I think it's because of the hatchback.
I think they're trying to morph into something that a little bit more like an SUV.
It's really nice.
It's stubby. Yeah. Well, not really stubby. You just mentioned 15 foot long, but
it's gorgeous.
Kind of sits high.
Gorgeous,
yeah, it's
car.
Very pretty. It replaced the Avalon there at the Toyota Motor Company. Came out earlier this year. Top of the line, the Crown name's been around with Toyota since 1955.
You said that this took the place of the
Avalon.
Avalon. Okay.
And it's not as sleek. It's higher, and I think it's more with the times.
It's great.
People don't
car.
Like crawling down in these sedans. Hurts their back, especially the elderly.
Tell us about the interior stuff, like particularly the multimedia infotainment screen.
Well, they're huge, like a Lexus 12.3. We like those big ones. One's in the middle of the dash, and then the other one's ahead of the steering wheel and has your gauges and keeps track of the electricity and the power. And it's loaded. This one is the Platinum, top-of-the-line Crown. Wireless phone charger, push button and remote electric starting. It's got that surround sound camera set up along with the rear vision camera. Head-up display up in the dashboard. Navigation, panoramic fixed moonroof. Heated steering wheel. Kind of nice this morning. Got up 5 o'clock and took off at 6 in this car. It's kind of cool out. The automatic, heated steering wheels kicks in automatically when it knows it's cool outside. 11-speaker JBL stereo, satellite radio. Listen to baseball reports on channel 90 this morning. You know, 4 games yesterday. Mm-hmm. They wanted to go over that. Outside mirrors fold in when you park it and shut her down at night. And I'll tell you about this drivetrain right now.
Oh, please do.
There's two of these drivetrains in these Crowns, and they're all hybrids. One's more like a Prius, even though it's a bigger car. It's okay, 2-liter setup. This one is the Hybrid Max, 340 horsepower, 2.4-liter, has the turbo, has a 6-speed automatic behind it instead of a CVT. Every Crown that you on the market is an all-wheel drive, and this one really zips, 0 to 60 in 5.1 seconds. And you give up a little fuel economy when you do that. You know, the hybrids like the Honda last week and the Prius maybe a month ago,
right,
were in the 40 to 50 range for your EPA mileage ratings. This one is 30 combined, 32 highway, 29 city. So excellent for a full-size sedan that's a luxury and all-wheel drive like this, but not like a Prius, of course.
Of course.
It's more luxurious.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go 464 miles with that 14.5 gallon tank.
Very
this
good.
This is Japanese made, Toyota, Ichi, Japan. And you ready to hear that price? I know you're going to give me a payment.
I'm so ready for this. You don't know.
It's not cheap with the Hybrid Max and the Platinum trim. $55,217.
So if you're looking at 60 months, and let's say your interest rate's about 30%, not including taxes and fees, you're looking at a weekly payment of about $230. So that's cheap, $230.
You'll save a lot of gas with this.
You're looking just under $1,000 for a month. But
it's a plus-plus, thumbs-up type car.
Yeah, if you look at the gas mileage, that's actually pretty nice. Well, Stu, when is this going to be up on your website?
A week from tomorrow, stuwright.com.
Very good. Hey, thanks for coming
in. It's a beautiful car.
Always appreciate you.
All right, see you, George.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialist, 353-3401.